shorter than expected.
The baseball world today focuses on one man. Last year, Steven Strasburg was Major League Baseball's number one draft pick. Today, he makes his big league debut as a pitcher for the Washington Nationals. Strasburg, known for 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, for a knee-buckling curve and a baffling changeup as well. Joining us now is our friend, New York Times reporter Alan Schwartz, who's covered baseball phenoms for the past 20 years. He's with us from his office in New York. Alan, nice to have you back on the program.
It's very good to be here, Neil. Thank you for having me.
And this kid has yet to throw one pitch in the major leagues, yet some say before he even does so, he's one of the best pitchers in the major leagues.
Well, that's that. He has the tools to be, and he has pitched in the minor leagues well enough to make it reasonable to think that he will be immediately successful. But I think we should all take a little bit of a chill pill here. And he has yet to throw a major league pitch, and people are already talking about, hey, he might win 300 games. And, you know, I mean, come on, folks. Let's keep some perspective. I've been around baseball long enough to have seen plenty of phenoms, and they often become very good players. But let's let him do that first. Let's enjoy Steven Strasburg for what he is, not what we think he might be.
And the names that immediately come to mind, Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood.
Yeah, I mean, but Kerry Wood wasn't even quite as ballyhooed. Mark Pryor was the most comparable pitcher. I mean, he was this robotic kid with tall calves like rump roasts, had perfect mechanics, threw a little bit in the minor leagues after being the number two pick in the draft that year for various reasons. And he even won in his debut. He threw six innings and beat the Pirates, same team that Steven Strasburg is pitching against tonight. This is in 2002, got the win. But then, you know, Mark Pryor fell apart several years later, lots of injuries, and he's out of baseball now, which was unfathomable 8 years ago. So, you know, I'm the guy who made the world safe for Brian Taylor. You remember him. So I think I'm entitled to a little bit of reluctance to overhype guys. I mean, David Clyde is the most prominent example. He was a high school pitcher, admittedly. He was only 18, but mm-hmm. The Texas Rangers, similarly sort of flailing for attendance. Well, not similarly, but they were flailing for attendance. Washington's actually been very measured about this. But the owner was drawing 9,000 people a game. Then next thing you know, the hometown kid gets to start, and they drew 36,000 fans for the kid's first game. And, of course, the occasion was marked with Polynesian dancers, live lion cubs, and one papier-mâché giraffe. So, you know, sometimes teams can get a little overboard, but tonight it's going to be fun to watch the kid pitch. It's going to be fun to watch the kid pitch every time, just like it is to watch a lot of the great players in the big leagues, and he probably will soon be one of the very good ones.
And this is, you think of 1968, the year of the pitcher. Three should have been perfect games, two and 99.99% perfect games, and a no-hitter already this year. Home runs are down. The ERAs are down as well. You've got a flock of pitchers with ERAs under 3, which you normally considered Cooperstown stuff.
Well, it's also early in the year. And it's too early to make any pronouncements on, you know, what role the weather, ballparks, things like that are playing with the statistics. Certainly, we just came through a very high offensive era. It was that way for many reasons. Some people would say chemically induced. Certainly, the strike zone was way too small. It's gotten bigger, both in by law and in practice from the umpires. And so we'll see. It was perfect games are a complete fluke. Certainly in my opinion. There weren't any in 1968, for example, but Bob Gibson had a 1.12 ERA and the American League hit 230. So we ain't seeing that for a long time. It's just that, you know, offense is a little bit down right now, and we've seen some pretty wildly pitched games. And it's fun. It's nice to get a little bit of a change of pace.
Oh, Alan, I thought you were going to come out and demand we lower the mound again.
No. Absolutely not. Expand the strike zone. That's what I say.
Alan Schwartz, thanks very much. And we'll be both watching tonight as Steven Strasburg makes his auspicious debut for the Washington Nationals.
Oh, my pleasure, Neil. Anytime. Take care.
Alan Schwartz covers sports for the New York Times. He's the author of The Numbers Game, Baseball's Lifelong Fascination with Statistics, and joined us from his office in New York. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.